In Afghanistan, thousands of people have been hired to work for U.S. forces since the war began. That's despite repeated threats from the Taliban to murder anyone who works for the Americans. 3 years ago, Congress established a visa program for Afghan interpreters and others who might be at risk for their work with the U.S. But so far, few of those visas have been granted, as NPR's Quil Lawrence reports from Kabul.
Speaking over the rattle of an armored truck engine at a remote base in eastern Afghanistan, an Afghan interpreter is trying to bridge the gap between America and his native country.
Right, now they want to go over there.
Yeah, I'm gonna take them down to the HLZ where the helicopters pick up.
HLZ mean the helipad?
What's that?
The helipad, please.
Yeah.
The American commander wants the Afghan soldiers down at the landing zone at 3 a.m. so they can be ready to fly out at dawn.
It's too early.
The Afghan commander thinks that's way too early. These sort of standoffs are a daily part of the job for the interpreter. They don't worry him. What worries him is what happens when the Americans leave.
When the U.S. Army leaves, it's not possible that we leave here. Maybe they will kill us because we worked for a couple of years with the U.S. Army.
Yeah.
Lots of people know that we're working here.
His concern is shared by many others who've worked with the U.S. military and State Department. This interpreter says he's been promised a visa to the United States. He's collected letters of recommendation from the officers he's worked with, but so far no luck. And he's not alone.
I've been trying to get my visa since October 09.
Another interpreter, 35-year-old Shafiq Nazai, has worked for 6 years for U.S. forces. He signed up because it was a good job and he thought he would help bring peace and stability to his country.
Because as an Afghan, at the first I thought, there is peace in Afghanistan. But later on, I've seen the situation got worse in Afghanistan, and day by day, I feel really danger about my family and about my kid.
In 2009, the U.S. Congress recognized the growing danger and authorized a visa program for Afghans under threat because they've assisted American forces. The Taliban regularly makes threats to behead anyone who works with the U.S. 4,472 Afghans have applied for the visa. Somehow, only 7 visas have been granted so far. Elena Teplitz of the U.S. Embassy in Kabul says it's taken that long to get the procedures in place.
We worked hard to establish procedures that would ensure that we didn't introduce fraud into the process, that we respected our national security concerns, and could get these applications moving as quickly as possible.
Teplitz says the current ambassador to Afghanistan, Ryan Crocker, has made the program a priority. What she does not say is that a leaked cable suggests that the previous ambassador intentionally slowed down the process, fearing the program would drain the most qualified Afghans out of the country. State Department officials have a policy of not commenting on leaked cables. But Teplitz says the visa process is speeding up, hopefully to dozens per week. For Nazai, that's no comfort. He says he's afraid every time he walks off the army base.
There's a saying, but you know, talk, talk, no action. So if I put it that way.
For some, the wait has been too long. Ahmed Zubaid worked as a translator for the U.S. Army in eastern Afghanistan for 3 years. Only months after he started, men in his home village sent a message through his little brother.
Stop working with the U.S. military and stop working with the infidels. If we're going to catch them, we're going to cut it off. Are we going to cut it off your head? You know, we're going to cut off your head.
Zubaid spoke by phone from Austria. In 2010, he paid a smuggler all of his savings to get him to Europe. He applied for asylum, and he's been working at McDonald's. His U.S. Army friend said he deserved a visa to America. But in the end, he says, it was the Austrians, not the Americans, who helped him. Quil Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.